We may foam, we may fret, we may resent, but let us not forget that India of today, in her impatience, has produced an army of anarchists. I myself am an anarchist, but of another type. But there is a class of anarchists amongst us, and if I were able to reach this class, I would say to them that their anarchism has no room in India if India is to conquer conqueror.
Mr. President, I confess that there are several parts of this Constitution which I do not at present approve. But I am not sure I shall never approve them. Having lived long, I have experienced many instances of being obliged by better information or fuller consideration to change opinions, even on important subjects, which I once thought right, but found to be otherwise.
Oh, tempora! Oh, mores! The Senate is aware of these things. The Council sees them, and yet this man lives. Lives! Aye! He comes even into the Senate. He takes a part in the public deliberations. He is watching and marking down and checking off for slaughter every individual among us. And we, gallant men that we are, think that we are doing our duty to the Republic if we keep out of the way of his frenzied attacks. You ought, O Catiline, long ago to have been led to execution by command of the Council.
My little sisters, the birds, ye owe much to God, your Creator, and ye ought to sing his praise at all times and in all places, because he has given you liberty to fly about into all places.
We all bear traces of the starvation struggle, which for so long made up the life of the race. Our very organism holds memories and glimpses of that long life of our ancestors, which still goes on among so many of our contemporaries. Nothing so deadens the sympathies and shrivels the power of enjoyment as the persistent keeping away from the great opportunities for helpfulness and a continual ignoring of the starvation struggle, which makes up the life of at least half the race.
It must not be forgotten that by this time, violence had, in fact, become a feature of the South African political scene. Already, small groups had arisen in the urban areas and were spontaneously making plans for violent forms of political struggle. There now arose a danger that these groups would adopt terrorism against Africans as well as whites, if not properly directed.
In the dignity of freedom, I would have fought on the threshold of my country, and its enemy should enter only by passing over my lifeless corpse. And am I, who lived but for my country, and who have subjected myself to the dangers of the jealous and watchful oppressor and the bondage of the grave, only to give my countrymen their rights and my country her independence, am I to be loaded with calumny and not suffered to resent or repel it? No, God forbid!